Good morning, parents and carers. I'm going to work really hard to try and keep this under 4 minutes this week. But I hope everyone had a lovely half term together as families. And then we're all set and we're all back ready for term four now, beginning this morning. We've got a busy week ahead of us in school. Assemblies are starting back up again this week, and I know I'm conscious that for some year groups they've never had assemblies at St Francis, and for all year groups, people will be out of the habit really of what how we do collective worship. But it's great to be able to get back into the swing now of being able to gather together. And as a faith school, as a Catholic school, it's really important that we do collective worship together. We've got Ash Wednesday services then on Wednesday for all year groups. And again, it's been a couple of years since we've been able to do religious services in school, and really important that we get those back up and running. And on Thursday, we've got the COVID vaccination team coming back into school, offering first and second vaccinations to students between the ages of 12 and 15. And the consent for that closes at midnight this evening, Monday the 28th. So, busy week across the school, but also I wanted to update you all, and the students will see this about work that's gone on over the half term and a little bit in last half term as well. It's really pleasing. We've got hundreds, it feels like hundreds of bins around school now, and a clear differentiation between rubbish bins and recycling bins, which the students had, and the student council had pushed for. It's really important that we have a clean site at all times and that there isn't litter around, but also that we tweak that and we get to closer to making sure that our recycling processes and our environmental conscious students are working really hard at making sure that we put the right rubbish and the right litter in the right areas around school. We've had a canopy which has been built, which covers what is now the right-hand side of the upper yard. So it means that all students across both all year groups, whichever side they have lunch on, have now got seated, covered seating areas that they can eat very comfortably inside or outside now as well, which we're really pleased with. The redecoration again took place this week during the half term, which is nice to be able to share as well. So as we come back this week, I will share with all parents a COVID update, but I'll do that in writing so that it's hopefully quite clear as to what the changes mean nationally at a local level and in school. And then I'm really pleased to launch the period sevens this week for year 11 and year 13 students. Really driving forward now as they get closer to their GCSE and A level examinations. So for everyone else, when we come back, as we're back now, the expectation's always the same. I want us to have a really safe environment, a calm one at that as well, so that learning can be maximised. I want students to be safe in every area of the school. And if we can guarantee that and get close to that, then of course it reduces the likelihood of any sort of anxieties, bullying, anything like that in school, so that then students can be more successful in all their work. As staff, we'll be modelling it constantly, manners, courtesy, being to lesson on times, meeting and greeting at doors, and then working really, really hard for the students. And actually, the expectation is really simple that we always get that back, that we're always polite to each other, staff and students, and that the students work as hard as we do, because then we can impart our knowledge and that we can check that the students get it and we can move forward together. I keep saying to the students all the time, becoming my MO, we're on the same team. Okay? We work together collectively for the same goals, the same outcomes. Which is really nice sort of way of looking at it, I think. Final bits from me. We're not going to be negating or ignoring the warfare, the injustice, the violence and the devastation to lives due to the invasion of Ukraine by Russian troops. So we've got resources that we're sharing with students in form time, and we are open to the questions that might come forward from students. I'm not claiming that we're all going to be experts in this area, but for me, it's really, really clear. And at Mass on Sunday, in the Archbishop's letter to all services and all churches, it was really clear. as humans, full stop, but as Catholics and in a Catholic school, injustice is never right. So I'm going to finish this audio with a prayer, and it's a prayer for peace, that there is peace throughout the world, but also then to, give guidance to our decision makers so that they delve deep into their God-given conscience and hope that they make right and fair decisions. So please, if you'll allow me, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And we'll just say to the Queen of Peace, Our Lady, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. The Queen of Peace, pray for us. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. And we ask that Our Lady protects all of those suffering at the hands of conflict. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, parents, carers, have a great week. And I say I'll write formally with regards to COVID changes and rules now as they impact school going forward. God bless.